At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1211. This is your host, Danny Pena, and finally we have the whole crew here. The whole crew. We have Paris, all the way from here, from California. What's up, Paris?
What is going on? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We got to talk to you about some stuff, man.
No,
you caused some drama.
No, not going to answer it. How about
you
that?
You caused some
go
drama
to Twitter
on Twitter.
View, it? Nope.
It was even trending on Twitter.
Nope.
Looking for trouble, Paris.
I have
nothing
to say.
That's what I'm going to call you. That's what I'm going to call you.
Trouble P.
And also, all the way from across the globe, we have Pete, man. Pete,
welcome
back.
What's up, man? How's everybody doing?
Good, good. See, you're not looking for trouble. You're coming in here in
peace,
peaceful.
I'm Switzerland. I'm not the person. I'm completely neutral. I'm neutral, dude.
It's all good.
No drama for your mama.
It's all good, man. How you guys been, man? It's been a while since we recorded.
It has been quite a while. I can't even remember the last episode I was on, period, with you guys.
I think it was like a month, right? A month.
More than that. I haven't been on since probably early April.
Oh my God. Oh, so this is like before the wedding.
Remember, I was gone for like 5 weeks and just traveling the globe. The world tour continues.
Yeah, that's wild, man. No, but welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
And Paris, how's your Steam Deck? How's that going?
Oh, my Steam Deck is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I'm so happy that I have one, and I'm so happy that neither one of you have one, and it just brings me joy.
I touched one yesterday.
Yeah, I know you touched it, but I always touch one because I keep it with me at all times.
I've been informed that the person that was letting me try out the Steam Deck, he said like the battery life could have been better.
Oh, we knew that though.
The Gears, I think was it Gears Tactics, battery lasts like an hour and change. Is that true, Paris?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're playing. If you're playing something very graphic intensive, it's going to suck up the battery. Like, you know, I got to travel to the East Coast a few weeks ago, and obviously I was playing it on the plane. And, it didn't last me the entire flight because I had a direct flight, so it was like a five-hour flight. I think I got almost 3 hours, and I was playing stuff like Rogue Legacy 2. I was playing Portal 2, stuff like that, and I would play God of War as well. I mean, it's manageable. But obviously, the more battery life, the better. It is the best way I would put it. But dude, it's an incredible 1.0 product. It's going to get better as it moves forward, as we get, you know, hardware revisions of this thing, whether Valve makes it or someone else does. But if they can continue to improve the battery, and the best thing about what Valve does, they're constantly updating this thing. It is already, from the time that I've had it to now, they probably pushed about a good 5 or 6 updates. Like limiting it to the 40 frames per second on that small screen is perfect. Mm-hmm. That saves battery life just on its own. They've done fan improvement. Like, they've done so many quality of life things already that I'm very impressed with it.
And you're using the native Steam OS, right? You didn't dual boot it or do the Windows.
No, I'm not going to do that. The only thing I did was I put xCloud on it. I did that, which, you know, had me go into desktop mode. I had to download a few different things to do it, but I'm still doing all that in the native Steam OS. I haven't messed around like trying to put Windows 11 or anything on it. I've downloaded a few emulators on it, but I haven't put any ROMs or anything on it, so I can't even talk to that yet.
Got it.
No, I'll definitely will check it out once I get mine sometime later this year.
What is your, Danny, what is your expected ETA for yours? Because mine, I'm actually.
October?
Okay, because I'm looking at mine. This is July-September. So, like, mine's right around the corner, fingers crossed.
Oh, nice. Because even Ree is around that time, too.
Yeah, I still have my 512 pre-order because I figure I might as well keep it. And then when I get it, if someone wants it, like obviously one of you two want it or someone else, I'll pay it forward like someone did for me.
Right.
Giving me their 64 gig, which I've said this before. I'll say it again. I personally recommend just getting the 64 gigabyte version. Because you can get a SD card. Like I put a terabyte SD card in there. Speed wise, you can go online and look at the various speed tests. It's pretty much the same. There's really no difference, you know, playing games off of the SD card versus the internal SSD. So to me, that seems the way to go. And you're obviously going to save money up front. And then you just go get an SD card, put a terabyte, 2 terabyte one in there if you want, and you're good.
Mm-hmm. What was your original reservation though? Was it like the 512?
Hey, get a Q-tip, put it in this ear, put it in the other ear, and listen. I literally just said it was a 512, but you like Danny, you don't listen. This is what happens when we get together. You don't listen.
I'm sitting here thinking of like questions and content for the next part of the call, the next part of the show. I'm trying to determine because mine is the 512 one, right? So like I'm curious, and I don't want to have like buyer's remorse. Where, you know, I could have just got the 64 and got the exact same experience.
No. I'm being serious. I don't think you're going to have buyer's remorse. It's just from a speed, from a load standpoint, obviously you got to get one of the higher end micro SD cards. What is it? I'm blanking on the different types, but I have one of the higher end ones. The load, the speed difference is pretty much identical. You're not going to tell a real difference playing a game off of that 512 SSD versus playing it off of the micro SSD. But you already have the pre-order in. Just keep it.
It's stuck.
Because all you're going to do is throw yourself away to the back of the line. You're not going to get it until 2023. So no, I don't think you'll have buyer's remorse at all. You'll be fine getting it. Okay. You just, like I said, I went and got a terabyte SD card because I obviously needed that much space. Since you have the 512, you could probably just go get a 512 SD card and you're going to be fine. You know what I mean?
That's true. I'm just curious if there is how much of the performance hit there is of doing the NVMe SSD versus the SD card.
Yeah. And it's like I said, there's a bunch of YouTube videos. You can see where people have done real world tests. It's pretty much identical. You're not going to notice the difference. Like, trust me, I'm not sitting there playing any game. Like, I'm not loading up God of War as an example going, damn, this is taking for, why is it taking so long? It's fine. It's been completely fine.
Dope. By the way, we're going to do an introduction in Paris. I have to ask you a couple of questions.
No, you better not ask me what they're saying in the chat because I'm not answering it.
Round one, fight.
All right, everyone, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You also can find us on any podcast app. Just search for GamerTag Radio or just search for Killer Instinct, and we're there. And also, if you would like to be part of our FEMA discussion, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Paris. We just squash it. Just look, I'm proud of you. You downloaded the game. I'm proud of you. 55 minutes ago on Twitter, Paris posted, he downloaded one of my favorite fighting games ever, Killer Instinct. Congrats, man. I'm proud of you. And that's it. That's what I just want to say.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that's all you had to say. And by the way, Khalif, your cooking sucks. It will always suck. And how dare you try and cause trouble in the chat? Don't think I didn't see any of this. No, I'll answer this because obviously it's not that big of a deal. But on XCast, actually, you know what? I blame Snowbike Mike because he's the one that brought this up. I wasn't even thinking about Killer Instinct till he brought this up. But Snowbike Mike brought up on XCast about Killer Instinct, what Gary and I thought about it. And really it's more Gary than me, but you know, I'll take the strays that I caught. But we're talking about Killer Instinct, and I basically was just like, is it still is this a game that's going to get people excited if they were to announce it was coming back at the showcase? And I honestly didn't think so. I was like, game came out in 2013. They stopped supporting it. It's been so many years. I don't see the engagement or people talking about this on social media or in these gaming forums or anything. Or I don't see I don't see anything regarding it, where I do see stuff for Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat all the time. As an example, right? When we talk about the fighting scene. Uh-huh. Oh my God, was I wrong? My God, was I wrong? Someone clipped the video. Killer Instinct was trending on Twitter yesterday, and it was all about me. It was all about me and Gary on what we said on XCast, and people were upset, and you know, fully admit, rightfully so, because we were not informed, or I was not informed enough to give an educated opinion about Killer Instinct. So what did I do last night? What I first did was I went on Twitter and I was like, look, it's come to my attention. You know, we said some stuff out of pocket about Killer Instinct. Help me understand, right? I want to understand so I can have an educated opinion moving forward. So a lot of people replied and was putting on links to YouTube videos. What was his name? Maximilian, I guess.
Max.
Yeah. Dope. Like, yo, you need to go talk to him, blah, blah, blah. Get him on XCast, stuff like that. So last night I went and I watched a bunch of videos. I did my research. And yeah, there is a thriving Killer Instinct community out there. And they're very dedicated and they're very passionate about that game. Nothing but respect for it. So I downloaded it today. I'm going to play it over the next few days. Check it out. See what I think. Because I have not touched Killer Instinct since, I guess, like 2013 or something. But I want to be educated on it. I don't want to speak from a level of ignorance. And look, we talk a lot. We've said a lot of things over the years. So I'm not always going to be right. You know, when I'm wrong, I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. So I said today on Twitter, look, I was wrong. Download it now. I want to go check it out and you know, educate myself on the game and the fighting community and understand why people are still passionate about this game. Now, I will flip this and also say this. Why isn't Xbox continuing to support this game? That is still my number one question about this. Why? And it's not an excuse that the developer got bought by Amazon. Microsoft is a $1 trillion company. If they wanted to continue supporting Killer Instinct, they would have found another studio to continue supporting Killer Instinct. That's just the truth of the matter. So there has to be a reason why they stopped supporting this game. And that is still the mystery I don't 100% understand. But look, maybe they announced something at the showcase. It's coming back. We don't know. And I guess Phil Spencer has said things over the years about wanting to bring Killer Instinct back. And that's why I'm like, look, I'm wrong. I was wrong. There's obviously still people that, you know, want to play this game. There is a community out there. Like what? There's been over 10 million people at this point that have played the game. So, you know, look, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I can admit it. Unlike you, Danny, I admit when I'm wrong. So there you go.
What the heck? What the hell's wrong? Yeah, you starting violence this morning.
Man. I am.
What the hell's your problem?
Look, if I'm catching hell, y'all catch hell. How about that?
I'm you not catching strays. I love Killer Instinct. When I saw your comment, I'm like, oh man, Paris is in trouble. He is screwed.
No, it's all good, man. I mean, because the truth of the matter is, I I spoke from a level of ignorance, and I shouldn't have said anything. So I blame Snowbike Mike.
I'm going to keep it real. During that time when Killer Instinct came out, that's when there was a lot of anti-Xbox because of everything that happened during that time in 2013. And even like a game like Sunset Overdrive, the same exact thing. Like I feel like a lot of the people were just saying everything negative with all these games, you know. But eventually it got better like throughout the years after that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but I think if they do announce a new Killer Instinct, I think the community is going to go crazy. And even like events like EVO will be big for that too. Because they had it over there too for tournaments and everything like that. You know, so the game is fun. I always enjoy that game. Even when I played it for the first time at E3, I was like, oh man, this game is going to be dope. But mm-hmm. there was a lot of people were making fun of it, like, ah. You know, Killer Instinct is not that big, but I don't know, man. It's up there. You have to put Killer Instinct up there with like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat. When that game came out in the arcades back in the 90s, it was huge, man, during that time too, man, you know?
Yeah, and my thing, to be clear, it was never a thing of me not saying that Killer Instinct wasn't a great fighter at some point. It was, well, I don't see anybody talking about it now. So, and the Xbox stopped supporting it. It was more of that thing of, well, if they had to stop supporting it for a reason, why did they stop supporting it? Because I agree with you. Back in the 90s in arcade, I get the appeal of Killer Instinct. That isn't the debate at all. It was, there had to have been a reason why they stopped supporting this game after season three. Help me understand that. That was pretty much my thing when it comes to that. But you know what? Hey, mm-hmm. I'm wrong. I've caught all kind of strays the past couple of days, and that's all good. I'm used to it.
Hey, let me flip it this way, Paris. What about Banjo-Kazooie? Why Xbox hasn't supported that? It could be the same thing.
But I agree. I completely agree, because people, you know, people's throwing that in my face. Oh, you can be all excited about Banjo-Kazooie, but you can't be excited about Killer Instinct. I get it, because I am. I'm a fan of that game. And I have said repeatedly over the years that Banjo-Kazooie has been such a missed opportunity for them, because what is the thing that Xbox is lacking? They don't have that mascot IP platformer. They just don't. You know, they tried Super Lucky Tales. That obviously didn't go anywhere. But they don't have that. Probably the closest they have, and even that, I don't think they 100% own. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, is Ori. I mean, I know Cuphead, they don't 100% own either, but you get my point. They don't have their Mario. I mean, look, they're about to acquire Crash Bandicoot, so I guess they're about to get that. But Banjo is there. It's been sitting there. You have this great platformer from the late 90s that you acquired with Rare, that the only thing you did with it was nuts and bolts. And that wasn't even a real platformer. So it's like, why have we gone so long without bringing that back? Triple Frank. And obviously they still value the IP. We've seen it show up, you know, in Smash Brothers, you know, they ported it over to the Switch, stuff like that. So they know. Maybe it is a thing. They've just not found the right dev to do it yet. Maybe not. We obviously know there's rumors out there. I have all my fingers crossed that we get something here on the 12th with Banjo-Kazooie, because I just think it's such a missed opportunity for them. And maybe that's the same thing that applies right now to Killer Instinct. And again, this is why I was wrong. And I'll shut up talking about things that I don't know about moving forward.
All right, cool. Pete, you want to say anything else before we move on? Because I have a couple topics.
No. Let's just go to the topics, man. Look, Paris out here catching strays all episode and ever since last night. So I'm just going to stay neutral. I'm in Switzerland. So, yeah, I'll let you all take that.
I come in peace. I come in peace. No. Let's talk about, you know, we were talking about the Xbox showcase. But before about that, I have to say, man, I watched a State of Play last week, man. Dude, it was so good. I think, by far, that was not perfect, but it was the best State of Play from PlayStation so far presentation I've seen, man. And now my question I have for you guys before we talk about the games, but does PlayStation even has to do it like an official showcase next month? So they usually will have it like around July. I think with this, it could just stay quiet for a couple more months and come back. Maybe during Gamescom they could come back and do something special, you know, if they have something to announce. What you think?
I don't think they say anything until they're ready to announce God of War. I think they'll do a State of Play centered around God of War gameplay, give us the release date for it. Probably around Gamescom time, probably around, you know, August, maybe at the earliest, late July, something like that. But I do
just one game? Just one game?
Oh my God. Get a Q-tip. Right ear, left ear. Listen, I said centered around God of War. I didn't say only God of War. It's like, my God, this is why we don't record all the time anymore, because y'all don't listen.
Hey, we're getting old, man.
Of course I'm going to say other things. I didn't say that was it. But you know what? Just for the sake of argument, I hope it is only God of War now, just for you. I hope it's only God of War.
Just for me?
But they have done that before, because they did it with Ghost of Tsushima. So it's not like they can't just have a State of Play about one game. They can easily do that. But no, I think they'll have other things to talk about at a State of Play. But the reason that you're going to come to it is going to be for God of War when extended look at it.
Pete?
Well, we knew that they were on this last State of Play was going to focus on, you know, their third party partners and sneak peeks for VR too. So I'm not surprised that it wasn't on there, but I agree with Paris that, I mean, that, if anything, is one of their top tentpole titles. That's, you're not going to see that until later.
Yeah, let me put, I'm going to put your mic higher, P. Okay. There's people saying that your mic is low. I don't know if it's all good.
It's all your fault.
Not my fault.
Yeah, it is.
It's not my fault.
Produce the show, Danny. Produce the show.
Yeah, the podcast is going to be legit because I always mix it and fix the audio, you know? But let's talk about the games to me that stood out during the state of play. What's the name of the one that looked like Dead Space? That's Callisto Protocol.
Yes. Callisto Protocol.
Yo, Pete, that remind me of the first time us watching Dead Space during that time.
Yep.
This is a game that I think is going to be one of those like biggest surprise for this year, I think. Well, that looks really dope, that game.
Obviously, that for me is, you know, was the one title that stood out the most for me. If there's a game coming out in 2022 right now that screams Peter and PlayStation 5, go get it, is Callisto Protocol, right? You know, Krafton, obviously, they've got my wallet on lock, right? Especially with PUBG, and I'm glad to see them step to the side and give us something a little bit different than what we're currently you know used to and accustomed to with Krafton. Striking Distance, obviously, you've got you know, the original Dead Space team, right? The original Visceral Studios team that gave us Dead Space. So I'm not surprised that we're seeing something that gives us those same vibes, right? The same concept. I mean, it's essentially the same team. It's obviously not the spiritual successor. I'm really glad that they actually dropped this before, you know, EA gave us more, you know, more information on their Dead Space remake. And I think this holiday season, it's going to be pretty exciting if you're within that horror, you know, genre of games. You know, this is something to look forward to. It's not just going to be one title that you have. And there's other things that, you know, that I'm expecting over the next week or two, you know, as we go into the Summer Game Fest time period, where, you know, we're potentially going to have, you know, more than one horror game on the horizon. We'll talk about that later on in the show. So I'm very excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. What about PlayStation VR part, the new one is coming out. Is that anything that stood out to you guys? Because I think the new Horizon game looks pretty freaking dope. That looks dope as hell.
Yeah,
you know,
Call of the Mountain looked good. Having No Man's Sky on there, that looks really interesting as well. You know, having Resident Evil Village as well. I don't know if I'm as sold for the Walking Dead part, but you know, I'm glad to see it.
Still no price. Still no price. The VR.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Well, first and foremost, day one for me. PlayStation VR 2. You know, I've said for years at this point, I wasn't going to invest in the 1.0 of VR. It was going to be when we got to 2.0, and here we are now with Valve Index and now PlayStation VR 2. And I think to your point about price, it's not coming this year. It's not going to come until next year. I would imagine the earliest would be Q2 of next year, because you have to factor in the supply shortages and not only what you'll probably have with the VR unit itself, but with PS5s. Since the PS5 is going to be a requirement for VR2, they got to make sure enough of them are out there in the channel to get people to actually buy them, because you're going to have people that will want to pick up VR2 that simply cannot get a PlayStation 5. Right. So I would imagine it'll be next year, but the pricing is going to be key. I would imagine it'll be $399. That's what the original one was. It makes sense to have VR2 be the same. Obviously, all the improvements that you're going to get with VR2, attach it to the PS5. I think, has the opportunity to make VR more mainstream than what it currently is, more so than Oculus, more so than Valve Index, et cetera, because now you're attaching it to that, to basically the number one consumer console. You have a showcase game like Horizon Call of the Mountain. I'll bet you any amount of money you want, Valve has Half-Life Alyx there day one. Why wouldn't they? It just makes sense. So you're going to have two premium VR titles at launch, along with something like Pete was talking about with No Man's Sky, will be there at launch. You'll get that Walking Dead. I'm sure there's going to be others, but you're going to get more third-party developers to bring their VR experiences to VR too, because the expectation is you're going to get more consumers to pick that up than they would the Oculus or the Valve Index, right? So I think this is the opportunity for VR to not mainstream is probably too strong of a word, but to really cement itself into the gaming space more than it has been the past few years. I'm sure there'll be some people that'll disagree. May help people mad at me about Killer Instinct, so what the hell do I know? But I was excited for what I saw, and I see the potential with VR too. And this will probably be my first VR device. I'll probably wait until it comes out, and that's going to be what I purchase. I was going to get Valve Index, but I think I'll get PlayStation VR too. I think that'll be the one.
Yeah. You know, I probably will wait for maybe one more game that probably will get my attention. I'm like, you know what? I'll buy it. But so far, the Horizon one is the one that I really, really want to check it out, man. So,
Half-Life Alyx is the one. Everyone I know that has played Half-Life Alyx, they go, that is the VR experience that will get you hooked on it.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely will buy that for sure. One more game that there was a little controversy, and I get why Capcom made this move. So they announced the new Street Fighter game, and it looks fantastic. It looks awesome. I heard that they're having esports commentators. They're well known in the fighting scene. There are in the game also doing commentary for like multiplayer matches and everything like that. So when the game was announced, Capcom said that this game is going to be available on PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox Series X, and S. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool, man. More people could play the game, right? But then I noticed that people were disappointed that this is not a current-gen game.
Right.
And I personally think this was the right move because there's way more PlayStation 4 than Xboxes and PlayStation 5, believe it or not. And I think this is just more of a business move. And, hey, more people could play the game, you know? So my question to you guys, do you think that's a controversy for not having only current gen and having also now PlayStation 4. I don't see an issue with that personally for me, but do you guys have an issue with that or no?
No, I don't have an issue with that. No.
No, yeah. Zero. I mean, it makes sense. Exactly what you said is putting that title into more hands, and it's 100% a business decision. Why? Yeah. You know, it makes no sense to try to put out a game when you know that there's supply issues, you know, ongoing, you know, 2+ years after the launch of the PlayStation 5, you know, why shoot yourself in the foot? It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just comes down to this. And we've talked about this a million times before. Mm-hmm. If the game that you're making, the engine that you're doing, the features that you want, if you can have all of those on the previous gen hardware, you do it. Because it's exactly what you're saying. You're getting more people to play the game. Now, if you got to start cutting stuff out and changing things so that it runs on the old hardware, then I'm against it. If the experience that you're trying to give gamers requires the next gen hardware or to be on PC, then that's what you do. I don't want them to take things away just so that you can have it on the previous hardware. That would be my only thing against that, but if you're hitting the vision that you want and it runs on a PS4, then do it. Why not?
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
more people to play it. Yeah. Hey, look, not everybody can afford
exactly
a new console still to this day. You know, so I get it. Now, this is a fun one because last month, Pete, you were on vacation, you know, doing your thing. Last month, I was having a conversation with Paris, and I asked him, Paris, what's going to be the next PlayStation game coming to the PC? And Paris said, it depends on Sony Pictures, but the movie got delayed. He was saying that Spider-Man was going to come next, but then he thought, you know what, it's probably going to come out later to get it closer to the release of the movie. Paris, during State of Play, it was announced that Spider-Man is coming out to the PC, and Miles Morales is coming out later this year too. So I think that's dope. But there was people that were mad about that. I don't get it.
I mean, we're getting to the point, honestly. I expect that nonsense because it's people that just want the attention that deserves. The ridiculous gatekeeping of the console, PlayStation, the best, or Xbox, is all that stuff is silly to me. Like, yeah, because I've been saying that for a while. I was like, I'm thinking, all right, you just had No Way Home. Into the Spider-Verse was supposed to come out in October. I'm like, they're going to put Spider-Man on the PC. It just makes sense. And then, you know, I kind of hedged it when I was like, well, they delayed it. Maybe they might hold it off. But no, it's ready. It's coming out in August. And people should be excited about that for everything that we just talked about a second ago. That Spider-Man Remastered and Miles Morales are two of the best gaming experiences you can ever have. They're fantastic. Literal tears coming out of my eyes after I finished Miles Morales. That's how good it was. So if more people get to experience that and play it, good. That's all it should be. And look, Sony has already made it crystal clear. So for all the people that are getting upset and butthurt that PlayStation games are coming to PC, they already told you that they're coming to PC. We've been saying this for years anyways. It just makes business sense. Why would they limit these games to only be on the console when you have an untapped audience on PC? Look, you know, I got that infamous video that I put out. God, that was like 2 years ago where I'm holding up Horizon. You know, like, it was funny because I had it like in the exact order. I was like, Horizon Forbidden West, God of War, like, it's hilarious, but it's true. And it turns out to be true, just like the Spider-Man thing. Eventually, Ghost of Tsushima is going to come. Ratchet and Clank is going to come. You know, Last of Us is going to, all that stuff is going to come to PC. And that's good. It's good. More people get to play. Stop this ridiculous gatekeeping crap that people do with it only has to be on PlayStation. Because look, it ain't hurting hardware sales. Yeah, they can't make enough PlayStation 5s. They're going to be fine. It is not going to change your experience to have Johnny PC Gamer X Blaze 12 to also play Spider-Man.
Yo, what the hell you came up with this name?
I just made it up on the fly. But the point is, like, trust me, I can't wait for Returnal to come on PC. Woo, boy, I can't wait.
You know what? Especially Returnal and Ratchet and Clank. If you actually look at the numbers, it's not really that high. It's not really that high, but coming to the PC, it's going to make more money for PlayStation. More people are going to be playing it. And it's good because, look, when developers make a game, they want as many people as possible to play these games.
Well,
doesn't matter what platform it is.
Think about it.
Yeah.
The numbers aren't that great for Returnal and Ratchet and Clank because there's not enough people can get their hands on a PlayStation 5. So why not put them on PC? More, you're giving people another platform to engage with your games. That's all that should matter. Trust me, there's not a developer you will speak to on this planet that gives two craps about what platform the game shows up on. They would put them on all of them if they could, because why not? So yeah, I'm actually very happy to see PlayStation doing this, putting game. Look, even if they don't come day and day, obviously they're not doing that yet. I do expect at some point in the future you're going to see that. But for the near future, you know, like, I think Horizon Forbidden West. I think I said it wrong. Zero Dawn was the one on PC. But I fully expect Horizon Forbidden West to show up on PC next year, probably at the 1 year anniversary. Why not? Why? It's a great game. Let more people play it. I think that's probably going to be the cadence they'll do for a while. Have a game come out on PlayStation 5. Give it a good 12 to 18 months. Console only. Put it on PC. Done. Great.
Pete, you haven't tried it because you don't have a PlayStation 5. So you never played Returnal. You never played Ratchet and Clank, which both games are amazing. If these comes out on PC, I know you're probably going to buy it, right? And check it out.
Again, this goes back to we were talking about earlier with Callisto. If me as the PC guy am okay with waiting that 12 to 18 month time period before I can jump on the bandwagon with everybody else, honestly, I'm okay with that, right? I mean, right now, outside of Callisto Protocol, I don't have a title right now that has me even going to God of War Ragnarok and everything else. I don't run to those titles, you know, that I have to play them day and date. And if I can get them 12 months later, look, in an ideal world, I would love to be able to just say, you know, day and date. Whether that ever happens, I don't think so, right? But hell, even give me to like a 6 or 12 month time period after initial launch, and I'd be totally okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, let me tell you, I've never played Returnal on the PS5. That's the game that I could just wait. Once it comes out on PC, I'll play it, you know? So, but I love Ratchet & Clank, and I wish more people would play that game. That game was so well done, man. The story is great. It's so much fun, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, I think Returnal is going to be the next one. And then maybe Ratchet & Clank, in my opinion, coming to the PC. So,
is it going, anything else is about it? Is it essentially going in order of release? Like, if you look at the timeline, No.
I think it's more based on IPs, the ones that makes more sense for PlayStation to get more people excited about PlayStation games. Look, Spider-Man is going to be the game that's going to sell the most out of all the games that's already out on PC. Mm. That one is going to sell a lot just because of the name overall. And this will help more people to maybe even get excited and maybe buy, not only buy the game on Steam, but maybe also will buy the PlayStation 5 because of it.
If they can find one.
So, if they can find one, yeah. I mean, I hope by next year, I mean, come on. They have to have more PlayStations out there, you know?
Look, so, you want to have a laugh at something?
Mm. Yeah.
One of the voice actors for Killer Instinct just followed me on Twitter.
No! Oh my God, Paris. What's going on, Paris?
On that real quick, just, and then we'll move on to the other topics. I'm actually glad that conversation happened because it stirred interest in the game again. I got a little educated on it, and look, it's literally trending on Twitter right now, and people are talking about Killer Instinct. So, mm-hmm. Hey, maybe if Xbox didn't have something that works already, maybe they do now. Maybe they look at this and go, you know what? Maybe we need to look at Killer Instinct again and bring something back. You never know.
Yeah, you know what? I think, and I hope this works out, you have to invite or talk to Max because he's like fighting expert. He's so good.
That's what everyone's saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time there's an announcement or a breakdown of like a new fighting game, I'm always watching his YouTube channel. Like he's really good with that stuff, man. Yeah. Really, really good. So yeah, shout out to him, man.
Yeah.
All right. In a couple days, actually, by the time of this recording, 7 days left. Xbox Showcase. I have no idea what they're going to show. I have no idea. There hasn't been no leaks. Well, only one leak today, actually like an hour ago. It was just the GoldenEye 007 achievements that went live already. And it's officially on the official Xbox Microsoft website is there. So I've been hearing rumors about that since the beginning of this year and some last year. And it looks like it's officially coming out to Xbox. And the first time I heard about that game coming out of Xbox was during the Xbox 360 days, and the game was already done and it got canceled. Don't know why. And it looks like it's coming out. So that's the only thing that I know. But besides that, I have no idea what they're going to show. And I'm happy that there hasn't been no leaks so far. So we'll find out everything next week, man. But is there anything that you guys would like to see to get announced next week? Let's go with Pete first.
That we don't know?
Don't know.
All right, so
I'm trying to stay away from spoilers and leaks as much as I can, but you know.
Like, all right, so let's highlight the ones that we know we're gonna see, right? Starfield, Hellblade 2.
Starfield is 100% we're gonna see it, or you think that we're gonna see
it? I'm fairly certain that they're gonna say something, right? Same with Redfall, Hellblade 2, Halo, Minecraft, Forza. They have to talk about the ones that are the biggest ones, right? The ones that me personally, if you ask me that I want to see, I want to see Avowed. I would like to see what happens with Fable 4. See if they announce something along the lines of Fable 4.
Okay.
From the tech hardware side, I would like to see a formal Keystone announcement. You know, the hardware streaming device that we've always, that's been rumored, that we're hearing things about, but we haven't physically seen anything pushed out. Outer Worlds 2, maybe?
Ooh, that's a little bit too early.
Who knows? But who knows?
yeah.
Wolfenstein 3. I mean, it's a Bethesda thing, right? They've been playing it. You know, it's been in the pipeline forever, right? I think a 5-year wait is five or six year wait probably is okay. And then just to make Paris happy, a little bit of Banjo-Kazooie and have a nice day.
Yeah. You know, I know we're mentioning return of all these old games, but I would like to see new IPs, man. Honestly speaking. I would love to see something that's going to stand out and people are going to be like, oh my God, this is a new IP. What? I would like to see that.
I agree. This ain't the show for it, though. Here's why.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. Never.
I want to hear
oh
this.
Oh my God. It's a business.
Are you serious? Come on. Why you got to kill the why you got to kill the vibe, dude?
I was literally about to say, here's why. And then you like, oh my God. Jesus. Okay. Here's why.
Okay. Go.
I don't. You know what? Go ahead, Pete. I'm done. I have nothing to
no,
say.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Negative Nancy over here.
Look, Paris. Look, Nintendo has done it. PlayStation has done it. Why the hell you want Xbox to just show part two, part three, part four, part seven?
Okay.
The same freaking games.
Okay, Smarty Pants. Here's why. Hellblade 2, Avowed, Perfect Dark, Starfield, Redfall, Forza Motorsport. Out of work, like on down the line, they the Contraband game, they've announced so many games already the past few years that we don't know a goddamn thing about them. Start talking about them. Start talking about what you've already announced versus giving me more stuff to pile onto the list. How about that? I was going to say this in a nicer way, but since you want to be Debbie Downer, Negative Nancy, no, I don't need more new IPs right now. I need
you
to see...
What?
Let me finish. I need to see gameplay from the games that you have already announced. That's what I'm saying. Show me that. Get me excited about the stuff you've already told me that's coming versus piling on and telling me more stuff that's coming that ain't going to get till 2027, 2028. How about that?
Isn't it always Danny that says he doesn't want to hear about announcements?
Exactly.
Wait. Hold on. Pause on that. Paris, when PlayStation does the same exact thing, I want that same energy when
all right.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Well, that's you editing, not me. So,
yeah, whatever. I'm editing. But no, seriously, nobody said that when PlayStation did the same exact thing. But now it's like
PlayStation has absolutely nothing to do with this.
I know. Why are you bringing that?
Why are you bringing PlayStation into this? Because they've done it multiple times back in the day, saying you didn't say anything about that, and now it's an issue for Xbox to show some new shit. Come on!
Oh, and we got another
get one. Get out! Get out of here! Get out! No! On the real. I get it. Look, the problem that I don't like is when a company show multiple games and there's no updates, no nothing. I totally get that. It's a little bit different the past 2 years for every company because of the pandemic. So they don't know exactly when these games are coming out. And you said it yourself, Paris, multiple times. It's been difficult because of the pandemic, right? Right? So hopefully we'll get some updates from these games that they announced. But I will also would like to see new IPs. I don't want Xbox to just depend the same game over and over again. Why not show new stuff? There's nothing wrong with that. Go ahead, Paris. Say what you have to say. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I literally
force Q and all.
I can't breathe. I literally can't
force Q and all. After that,
he literally went down the whole ass list.
Okay, as I was originally trying to say before all this chaos that you brought into it, my point is, of course you want to see more new IPs. We always want new IPs. We always want to see new things. I know they're going to have some stuff that we have no idea about. They're going to at least hint at, show, whatever. But I will go back to my original point. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic does play into this because we know things have been delayed. There are so many games. Go back to that 2020 showcase. There's so many things that they've announced. I would rather them spend the vast majority of their time showing me that stuff with real gameplay versus giving me more CGI teaser trailers for new stuff that I ain't going to play in the next 4 or 5 years anyways. That's my point. So if they minimize the new announcements versus really deep diving in on the stuff that we already know about, I think that makes for a better show. The problem that Xbox has is And especially with Starfield and Redfall getting delayed, it has added to that perception. Xbox, where are the games that I'm going to get to play from your in-house Xbox game studio? Like State of Decay 3 is another one, right? Show me that. Show me stuff that I can see, that I can play, that I know I'm going to play in 2022 and 2023. Going back to your point with PlayStation, I don't give a damn about stuff that's coming in 2024, 2025, 2026. Talk about that next year. Talk this year about stuff I'm going to play in the next 12 to 18 months. That's what I want to see from the showcase. That's what's going to get me excited. Look, can you sprinkle in a Wolfenstein or a Banjo teaser? Of course. I'll be happy and I'll applaud the whole thing. But give me State of Decay 3. Give me Avowed. Give me Starfield. Give me Redfall. Give me Forza Motorsport. Give me Stalker 2. Give me Replace. Give me things that I'm going to play in the next 18 months. That's what I want to see from the showcase. So that's to your original point. And again, I'm not saying you're right or wrong. But, you know, we're just joking around. But I don't necessarily need new IPs to be satisfied right now. Double down on what you've already told me about. That's what I want to see.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I guess that's it.
I agree. I agree. I agree. No. I agree with you. I'm not against the old games, but I'm saying show new IPs. Nintendo has done it. PlayStation has done it. And it gets people excited. I would like to see new stuff too.
But
man.
Okay. Now I am going to go back to what you said. You're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm going to. Paris, you stop literally. It. I'm not. How?
Because you're the one that said, I'm tired of seeing these CGI trailers showing me stuff that isn't coming for years. You're the one that says that.
Paris, I agree with you. Bethesda did something like this similar a couple years back with Fallout. The game is available in September. Like that type. I would like to see that type, man. It doesn't have to be the same old games. It could be new too.
But we know with the pandemic, what is the reality that we're really going to have the shadow drop announcements? We know that. Okay. So to the point again, Phil at the end goes, oh, and one more thing. And he shows us, I don't know, freaking Chaos Wars 12 or something. Right. It ain't coming for a long time, so I don't need to see it.
That we know of. We don't know. Oh my God. We don't know. We don't know, Paris. We have no idea. We don't know. How are you going to say that's going to happen and a game that's announced is going to come out 4 years from now? Like, come on. You never know. Why are you? look. Let me tell you this. Like, for example, if Xbox showed the new, Jet Set Radio, whatever, that's coming, I'll be excited. I'll be excited. But I also would like to see games like, for example, Ori, during that time when it was announced, I was like, oh man, that game looks cool. Like, I just want to see new stuff too, man. That's all. I'm not against what you're saying, Paris, 100%. I know we were joking around and everything, but true, on the real, like, I will love to see new stuff too, man. It's exciting having all these studios now working for first party studios for Xbox. I would like to see some experiments. Look at Grounded. Grounded was a cool game that surprised everyone. I would like to see stuff like that too, man.
I think I think a lot of this falls on the fact that they've got 23 studios, and with as many titles as that heavy menu of developers is, they're all within 3, maybe 4 years. You gotta look into game development time to deliver. It's gonna take time for them to finally drop this content that we've all been waiting for, right? The big thing on Microsoft for the last 5 or 6 years has been that they don't have any titles. They don't have a catalog of games. Now they have, but they have to develop towards the hardware. And you know, I think it was Paris that had said in the past about, you know, maybe this generation is 1 or 2 years too early, right? Which gives us all time to digest and get the full, you know, the full run of this last gen, and then go into Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5 with a full solid catalog of games that are actually taking advantage of the technology, right? But it's going to take time to develop into that. And with 23 studios all pushing development, it's going to be a minute, right? So yeah, all these games that they've announced 2-3 years ago, it's time.
No, I agree. And I know Paris would say something.
I just want to say, And you don't think I'm lying. I literally just texted your wife and I was like, get your man. He has lost his mind.
Why you start beef like that? What the hell is wrong with you, man? Paris did the same exact thing to Pete's wife at 3:32.
This is true. There is truth. 5 a.m. text messages.
All I'm saying is, yes, we obviously want to see new stuff. Focus 90% of the show on the stuff that they've already talked about. I want to see more Hellblade 2. How about that? Can I get that? Can I see that?
No, yeah, that's happening.
Please, can I get that? Yeah. Instead of you wanting them to announce like 20 new IPs that's coming in like 3032 or something. Everybody wants to see that.
No. You know what I hope they do too? Be like, we have a new announcement. Paris, and they show Killer Instinct 2. I want that.
You know what? I hope they do. I hope they do. Because if they do, I'm going to stand up in Fan Fest. I'm going to stand up to the crowd. And I'm going to go, are you not
entertained? I made it happen.
I'm going to say it.
I made it happen.
I'm going to take full credit. I'll be like, this is all my doing. Congratulations.
Yeah. I made it trend. And then the government is going after you. Paris started this trend. Paris, the government is going after you. You started this trend on Twitter. Hashtag ad.
Hilarious. Freaking hilarious.
That's so good.
No,
so
but
good.
I mean, being serious for a second before we wrap this part up, I'm excited for the showcase. I do think they will have, like, they're showing Starfield. We're going to see Starfield. Mm-hmm. We're going to see it. We're going to know what it is. And then I think we can start properly judging it after that. And I hope it blows us away and it makes the wait that much longer, because I'm like, man, I can't wait to 2023 gets here so we can play it. I hope that happens. Same with Redfall, right? Mm-hmm. I do hope we see Wolfenstein. I'm sure they're going to surprise us with stuff that we don't even know about. I hope Forza Motorsport is that true racing sim that we all hope that it's going to be, that they tease. My money, and again, I'm being serious. So I'm not trying to bring up the joke bet that we got or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think Avowed. I think people are going to walk. I think they're showing Avowed, and I think we're going to see Avowed and go, damn, Obsidian. I'm telling you, the best acquisition that Microsoft did was Obsidian. I'm telling you this right now. You're going to see that start paying off over the next few years. I'm telling you, Avowed, I'm not saying it's going to be Skyrim, but it's going to be damn close. I just have this feeling. I really, really do. I really think it's going to be that good. A fully funded Obsidian backed by Microsoft making their own original IP. I cannot tell you how excited I am for that. To me, that's the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
And they've been super quiet about that game.
Yeah.
Very quiet, which is dangerous.
Yeah.
You know? And one last thing. In Paris, I don't want to start the debate with about the bet, whatever, but do you think they're going to show Fable at all?
I don't. I truly don't think they show Fable, because I don't think, could we talk about this on Nextcast? And Gary was like, almost had a heart attack when I said it. I think you don't see it, because I think when you show Fable, the next time we see Fable, it better be gameplay. And I don't
agree.
I don't think they're ready. I don't think we're close enough that they should be showing gameplay. If that game's not coming out next year, don't show gameplay this year. Would be my point. And you've already given us a CGI trailer. To your point again, like you were saying with PlayStation and all that, the same applies to Microsoft. I think you can show a CGI trailer once. After that,
agree.
100%. I'm done. The next time I see it, it better be gameplay. That's why I don't think we see Perfect Dark either, because I don't think there's gameplay.
I think Perfect Dark, I don't see that happening at all, honestly. I don't see Xbox showing that game. At all, so that's going to be a couple of years from now.
And look,
now should it be at least an update at all, or just stay quiet about it?
But that's my thing again. If these games aren't coming next year, those games in particular, Fable and Perfect Dark, if they're not coming next year, save them for the show in 2023. Show them then. You should have enough to show this year. The flagship of this showcase is Starfield. We know that. So you don't need Fable or Perfect Dark to quote unquote carry this show. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to talk about them at all. Plus, you know, there's the rumors of that Gears Collection, which I'm personally against, by the way. They're talking about the Gears Collection, all that stuff. Like, show all that stuff. You don't need to show that. There's Halo updates they could potentially talk about. You don't need Fable and Perfect Dark to help carry the show. You should have plenty enough at this show to get away with out showing those IPs if you don't have real gameplay.
Pete, you agree?
I don't disagree, right? I mean, like you said, Starfield, that is going to carry the show, period. You could probably just show Starfield, you know, and then close it, and people are going to be happy, right? That's all people are asking for in 22 right now from Microsoft. That's all they're asking for. So if you just give me, if you just do that, drop in a full Avowed trailer and info, have a nice day. I'm done. I'm satisfied with Xbox and with the Xbox Bethesda showcase. And in my personal opinion, you want to sprinkle that on with more other, with other titles and stuff that people are looking forward to. You have a win. You don't need to drop a monster like Fable, which since what, 2018 now? So
way before that though.
Well, I'm just saying, at least, right. Well, at least 2018 is when the rumors started getting confirmed and stuff like that. It was 2018. So we're by 2023, that's a full 5-6 years of development. I think it's time, you know what I'm saying? And that's what goes back to the whole conversation of you've had time to develop these titles over the last few years. Now it's time to start showing and giving us a timeline as to when these things are going to come in and start to validate all of these acquisitions, you know, that Microsoft is in, that has, you know, that they've made over the last 3 or 4 years. And let's not forget, we still got that whole Activision, you know, that whole Activision acquisition, which is still in the works, right? Once that gets finalized, that just makes it, you know, that's the sprinkling, you know, that's the extra candles and icing on the cake for them.
Now, my question, again, this is a what if question. What if we don't get to see Starfield at all? I'm being serious. What if we don't get to see Starfield at all during this showcase? Is that a failure of Xbox?
Yes.
It's a yes. Disappointment. Big disappointment.
Even if they have bangers back to back, you think that's a failure? Really?
Yes, because they told us that game's coming in the first half of 2023, which means it won't be at the next show. So if you can't show what, like, again, it was supposed to come in November, obviously got delayed. If they don't have something to show to ease people's minds to say, this is why we delayed it, this is what you get to look forward to, just be patient, that's a disappointment because we don't know what Starfield is. We only have rumors and speculations and some leaks. They've not officially shown us anything for Starfield other than CGI stuff. So they got to show gameplay. They have to, or that it is a disappointment. There's no way around it. They have to.
Even if they show bangers, really? That,
oh my God. I love how I just explained why, and then he still says the same thing again.
No, but I'm just saying, Paris, like if we see Avowed, Hellblade, like games,
doesn't matter.
New IPs, gameplay, all that stuff, and they didn't show Starfield. Look, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I'm saying what if. I think depending on the presentation and show other games that's coming out between 12 to 18 months, I think I won't be disappointed about that. Danny, and show Starfield later this year.
Danny, Jesus Christ himself could come down to Los Angeles and solve the traffic problem on the 405. It still won't be enough if they don't show Starfield.
I can't believe you just
I'm serious. They have to show gameplay. They have to. They have to. There's no way around it. They have to show gameplay for Starfield. I don't care what else they show in that show. Starfield better have gameplay.
So you're gonna get up. You're gonna get up in the middle of the theater, and you'll be like, so you walk away. That's what you're gonna do.
I'm gonna look directly over at Phil and Aaron, and I'm just gonna go. No, but I mean, being serious. They have to show it, dude. I mean, there's been too much talk, too much hype, too much speculation surrounding that game. You delayed it. Fine. We've all accepted that at that point. But you said we're going to get it before the next showcase. You better show Starfield. They have to.
One last question. Do you think Indiana Jones we might see?
Nah.
At this event?
No? Nah. I think that's next year. I don't think you see that this year. If anything comes from Machine Games this year, it's Wolfenstein.
Okay. Any other questions before we wrap it up? or predictions?
Well, do we want to talk about any of the other stuff, like from anybody else, like, you know, Devolver Digital, Ubisoft, et cetera?
No, I'm excited for Devolver Digital. I think they're gonna have some good stuff
there. What else can they deliver though? Right, like they already dropped potentially, you know, one of the top games of the year, Trek to Yomi. You know, Weird West came out in March. What else do they have to drop that we know of?
Death's Door 2, and you'd see me run around screaming. There you go.
Look, you know what I like about Devour Digital? They always show new stuff, man. Mm-hmm. All the time, new stuff.
They do.
I love good stuff.
Hey, it was always my favorite freaking area of E3, anyways. So
yeah, across the street. They always.
All right. So I mentioned earlier about more horror stuff. I think Bluebird Team is going to drop something. They said that they would return a few years ago. Question is, do we see the Silent Hill 2 remake that everybody's asking for? Do we see a new Layers of Fear?
Yes.
That's what I'm looking forward to, right? Well,
I think we're going to see something. I mean, there's been rumors online about it, so they most likely probably will show something. Maybe that will be like the biggest surprise during Summer Games Fest, or maybe Xbox Showcase. Who knows?
I see in the chat.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I was just gonna say, I see in the chat someone brought up Sifu coming to Xbox. I think there's a strong possibility of that as well.
I can see that.
Yeah, so I could see them announcing that. Which, along those lines, we know Deathloop is also going to be something that they'll probably announce at the showcase. That'll come in what, September? Is exclusivity deal ends with PlayStation? Mm-hmm. So that'll be on Game Pass.
When does the Ghostwire Tokyo exclusivity?
It'll be a year. So that won't be until 2023.
Got it.
Okay. Scorn. Someone brought up Scorn. Scorn's another one that we're going to see at the show. Yeah. Again, they're going to have existing stuff this show now versus looking at stuff that's coming in 2029.
Why you gotta start beef, man?
What's beef?
I come here. Exactly, right? Starting problem. Look, he's probably texting my wife. Right?
You know,
I'm gonna tell her to block you, man. Block him. Block him. There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Ubisoft. All right. Let's just knock them out real quick. What we think or
there's
what
nothing. There's nothing for Ubisoft. It's confirmed. They're not having anything.
They're not having so at all.
Wow, period. I love how he just said that with anger. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm angry. I want to hear. Hey, there's some games I want to see.
But what if?
They say that there's not no announcements. I'm serious.
What if?
Oh god.
They use the Xbox showcase to show Avatar. You don't know that. That could very well happen. By the way, Ubisoft Plus Game Pass. That's a possibility too.
That's a possibility. Yeah.
So you're wrong. See?
No, you're wrong because they said there's nothing to be announced yet.
Your wife says she loves you even when you're wrong.
Exactly. AKA, I'm always right. Yeah. No, for real, I don't, Ubisoft said that they are planning to have another showcase in the future. Not now.
Yeah, I mean, again, being serious for a second, both Ubisoft and EA, both Ubisoft and EA don't have enough to hold their own showcases this year. We already know that. But along those lines, I fully expect Jedi Survivor to be at the showcase from EA, right? So, again, talking about something like Avatar, I could see that being at the showcase as well, because we obviously know there's going to be third-party stuff that's going to be there. So I do think you could have a Ubisoft presence at the showcase. And again, we know Ubisoft Plus coming to PlayStation Plus, and I would expect some form of it eventually comes to Game Pass as well.
Now, again, before we wrap it up, okay, we have to finish this. Do you think we're going to see anything from Nintendo this month or next month at all, or going to be quiet for Nintendo overall? Because they're not going to come this week at all.
They just dropped the Pokemon, so it's... And again, they march to their own beat, right? They drop whatever they want, whenever they want, how they want, right? And they don't care. They don't care what Sony's going to do. They don't care what Microsoft's going to do. They don't care what any other developer or publisher is doing. They march to the beat of their own drum. So,
yeah,
I don't see unless they feel that boom, you know, we're just going to drop it because we're going to drop it. I don't know. I don't think we're going to see anything from them.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it as that then. I agree. I don't see anything happening with them. Maybe August during the Tokyo Game Show, maybe.
Or Gamescom. August, we'll see. Or Gamescom.
Yeah, Gamescom.
They really don't push Gamescom that much, though. Do they? No. I'm having a serious conversation. Oh my god!
Every time, right. Someone gives an alternative.
I can't have. I can't have. Not even one opinion about anything. Jesus, man. What's your problem? What's your beef? Both of y'all. Shit. Same exact thing. I said four skews. Like, oh, you're wrong, man. Get out of here.
Because you were.
Yo. I was ahead of the game, man. That's the problem. That's the difference. Give me my props. That's what it is. All right. We're going to wrap it up here. Everyone, thank you so much for watching and listening to Gamer Tag Radio episode 1211. I'm glad that we all got together here.
I'm not in
Paris. You know what? Paris, next week. Well, actually, this week, I'm going to see Paris, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to be at summer.
Because you got to go pay for dinner, right?
No, not yet.
That'll be after. That'll be after the 12th.
Not yet. Hey, man, I'm still confident about my bet. But it's okay. And watch what's going to happen. If I win, Paris Cricket's not going to say anything. He's going to stay quiet. That's my prediction.
Your best you're going to do is you're going to get like a Roscoe's, like all you can eat and you're done.
Oh, no. I know exactly where we're going.
Oh, we're going to sushi.
No, Pete. No, Pete, you don't even know about this. Manhattan Beach, baby. You'll see. I already know where we're going.
Outdoor.
You'll see. All I got to say is...
there's tacos.
Take out a HELOC, second mortgage, whatever it is you got to do.
And don't be putting that on the company card, all right? Don't be putting that on GTA.
Yeah, no.
You know what I do? You know what I don't get about Paris, though? You know what I don't get about Paris? I said $100. He's like, no, man, I'm going to fight. But now he's going all out with food.
Yeah.
It makes no
sense. Because that makes it more a personal thing, a more friendly thing. Straight money, I get mad when I got to hand somebody money. We have to throw hands. I don't want to throw hands. We can have a nice dinner. See? But when I win, all the screen.
Reba will go with us.
Lobster. I don't know if you want Reba to go because she's going to sit there with a side eye the whole time. Because I'm just scrimps, lobsters. I'm like, give me the most expensive bottle of wine and then I'm going to purposely just spill it all over the table and just be wasteful. I can't
wait.
Wow.
Ignorant wasteful.
Wow, really?
I can't wait.
Yo, that's beef. Wow.
I want this to be on a live stream too, because since I can't even watch it, I can't even be there live.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna say, what's the most expensive thing you have on the menu? They're gonna go, sir, is this. I go, okay, put that in a to-go box, and then I want to order this. I'm just gonna add that on the side.
For your wife and family. Yeah,
I'm just putting that on the side. I'm never even gonna eat it. I'm just gonna have it sitting there just looking at you. I ain't even gonna touch it, and you know you gotta pay for it. It's going to be great.
Wow. Evil. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Talk Radio. After show coming up next. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.